Begin the current daf, Masech the school daf test, begin the manal, begin the test master, begin the gemara, the idach, and the rest, anishchichan. Okay, these are things that you don't have to learn because they're common. Kedamina, like the gemara says, b'metzid daf chavtesim based, tefillin, be'bar chavu mishakech shchichi. I mean, you could find ready-made tefillin, you don't have to learn how to make the knot on the tefillin. So, mikan, medaktik rebeinatam, v'mir rebeinatam infers, the insoch likcha b'chol yoyim tefillin, kishmanichan. That means you don't have to make the knot every day new when you put it on. And because if you did, then obviously it's not common to have. And it wouldn't be common because you would have to do it every single day. You're not going to the store every single day. But that's because in Kancha Shabini Yo, how you matzoch likaitra, and he actually said you have to tie it every day. Make the knot new. The come by coming shabbat from back the gemara says benochas on lamhei mebeis tefillin from tefillin meimis and mebarachalei. And when do you make a bracha? Then mishas anocha when you put it on vachas kashira until you knot it. So you see you put it on, then you make the knot, and that's when you make the bracha. But Rabbeinu Tam Nira, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it seems that he kashira, that tying, hainu hiduk, that's just a tightening. Shemahat kesav v'reisha, that you fasten it around the head. Come on, like you find the gemara needed of chavav meralf shai kashura boy. That the sack, the amniotic sack, is not really tied to it; it's just connected to it. Come on, like the more avoid zodav heman of kashur by kekelav. When he does a sin, it's tied to him like a dog. It doesn't mean tied; it means it's connected to him. Because ikshir mamish, if you would think to say that it means literally knotting it, think every day you're going to go to the store where you can find tefillin, and that's how you're going to have it knotted. Void more, but the Bereisha might say tefillin the Gemara and Erev and the Tzad Zayin the Meralf Mashv with Sazik to us lichshir kesher shel tefillin b'Shabbos that you now let a tie a tefillin knot on Shabbos. Why? Mishum nabi kesher shel kayam because it's a everlasting knot. Meaning, obviously, that because you don't do it every single day. The Kaminan because the Gemara tells us Yeshanis if you find old tefillin machnis and zug you can bring it in a period of time. Aba Chadash is like, but if they're new, they're not. Mefarshe Gemara. The Gemara explained the Chadash is kari. What's called new? She'ena mekushar is that they're not knotted. Now, if it's meant to knot and unknot every single day, it's not an everlasting knot because it's actually undone every single day. Obviously, that you don't have to make it every single day. You just have to fasten it. Therefore, Talmud Chacham doesn't have to learn how to do that. Ketin with Tesis, the Maschal Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara, Kulitininu. All these five halachas, Lamesh Mesinai, we learned them all. Now, Pesh B'Kon Drashi explains, Akur, what's this psul of akur? Where'd we learn it? There's none. Like we learned the Mishnah. Shachar es haveshet, if someone slaughters the veshet. And the pasuk es hagageres, and in doing that, he detaches the trachea. So seemingly, Tais understands what Rashi's saying is that you're tearing the kana, and therefore there's not a proper shechita, and that's what ikur is. Says Tais, v'teim it's a wonder, because the ein zeshach lehecha shechita, this has no application to halacha of shechita, to like say it's one of the five psalm of shechita. There's a psalm, you know why this is possible? Because he didn't even slaughter it. So this is not similar to all the halachas of shechita. So Vishlam Tzitzit, what you can say is that actually the Irish shachar b'sak and b'gumo or b'magal. I actually talk about they were, according to Rashi, you slaughtered with a dented knife or with a sickle. That's called pasuk es hagageres, that you just detached the trachea of Basulhav and it's disqualified. It's not really slaughtering, it's strangulation. Like I learned in the mission later on of Tezvav and Beis, Chutzav and Amagav and Magir, that those are not going to be valid. So that's how you can explain for Rashi. Now, Balach is Gedailus Pirish, Akur, he explains differently. Shenekar Hasimen, that the pipe, the food pipe, the ear pipe, got detached. And then Venishchat Chutzav and Kaimai. It was slaughtered when it wasn't in its appropriate place. Now, Tais understands that, see, you're not shechting. So that's what Tais says. But if that's the case, Tais wonders. The Mayin is Elech HaShechita. What's after Elech HaShechita? V'lo Elo Asa Klum. He didn't do anything. Ela, rather, Shehasim and Nishma Me'ela, because the sign was detached by itself. So what does it have to do with Halacha Sabsula B'Shechita? And even if you're going to explain that some of the girsa that it's shamtai besakin, that when we said it was removed from its place, it was because of it was done with a knife of the shechita, so it has to do with halachas of shechita. Well, then typically mitamagrama, then it should be possible because of one of the other five things, which is when you're doing it not in this proper place. So why do you need a special one for ikur? If Shemitah, we can say is that I would tomakesh nishmat hasimen.
that it's talking about where that the simmer was dislodged from its place, and the achekach shachter, and then it was slaughtered. So the chiddush of this halacha is that you did it in the right place, but it's not in the right place that it's supposed to be. But then Zetaisa says that. So v'kula tenin dekama. So we said that all of them were taught. Where do you see this halacha being taught? So it says, "Hayim etnan." This is what we learn from a mission. Perikis adam later in the payim heyim and aleph. Says hanoicher from aker is part of melchasis. So you see that aker is exempt from covering the blood, obviously because it doesn't have halacha b'shechita, and that's why there's no mitzvah of kiyus adam. The message says, "We're going to say, well, b'shechita dolem hani b'shechita. Obviously, b'shechita is not going to be effective. Shkvar nitrif because it already became a treifa." When was dislodged from its place. So, what's the chiddush that it's going to be possible? The Shlomo says, we can say is, L'divra halachas gedailis, actually, according to the Bahag, Shmuta lav treifi, when it's dislodged from its place, it's not a treifa. And if you would have thought it's a ve'al shchita. Elish again, halacha mesh v'zinna, that's halacha mesh v'zinna, ain't shchita, melis, besim, and shomot, it doesn't help to do it on the one of the pipes. That's dislodged. Hanishma l'chosel mokum chiburay. That's dislodged from where it's attached. Be'im mevesha, be'im mekana, whether the food pipe or the ear pipe. Ve'afilo, even a bird shech she'er b'simen echa, that it's valid with only cutting one of the two pipes. If nishma to echa, one of them gets dislodged. Ein shechitim el z'b'sheni, this slaughtering does not help by the second one. Now, says Tayshim and Tim, we can say, v'lama ein amoyin abhecha shechita, why don't we count alach z'shechita? Pasik ha'gegeres b'sakin b'guma. Why don't we count the case of when you go and cut the trachea with a dented knife, the way you count according to Rashi, that's he explained Shita's Rashi, that's how it's being done according to the Bahag. So, why is that one not counted? Sometimes you can say yes, the hasam ain't kan shchita, because the truth is that's not shchita, it's just strangulation. So it's not even in the psalm of shchita. Well, the pesha contra is nicha. According to Rashi, it makes sense that ain't a moinish muta that Allah does that he doesn't count what the Bahag counts as dislodge. That it to have a treifa sheshachta where it's just a treifa that was slaughtered ain't tzarich leskir and there it doesn't have to be mentioned. Amiyu, however, la have a hashta akor the pesha Allah has gedolas. The only problem is now is that according to the Bahag, akor is not really mein shar halacha shchita. It's not really, even though it's one of the halacha shchita, it's not really the same as all the rest. Shemagufa shchita, they're in the actual way that you're slaughtering. Va'akr in the magufa shchita, but akr is not in the way you're slaughtering. You're doing a proper slaughtering. El shashechet simen sheneka. It's just that you're slaughtering the simen that was uprooted from its place. But v'gam k'tzas kasha, another difficulty, a slight difficulty is delosha noicher ba'akr mashma. That wording sounds like she'enel ba'akr simen. That you're only uprooting the simen ve'ena oisa shchita acheres. And that you're not doing any other shechita. Raksha misasa be'ikur, remember the chira, which that's what nechira is. Nechira is where you tear it from its lip, and that's how you kill it. Here it sounds like ikur is also how you kill it. And the inikain, meaning that according to the Bahag, that's not the same because shabakach lo yemes. Because actually, according to the Bahag, it wouldn't die from that, and you subsequently doing the shechita. But according to Rashi, it makes sense because. Shechtim with a sack of begum is what actually is the problem. Now, mashakosha melekamon. Now, what's difficult from later on, which the Bach brings is daf chav and daf mem dalad. Lepesha kuntres according to Rashi, umeperik ele treifas uliyashav halachas gedolus, and to explain the halachas gedolus, afarsh kolecha b'mekaymai. I'm going to explain each one in its proper place, but as Hashem Yisbarach, with the help of Hashem Yisbarach. In those places, we'll address those questions. Next, Tes Master begins with Gemara. Kedei Biker Tabach Chacham. The Gemara said that the shear of the time that it disqualifies with shehiyah of delaying is the amount of time that it takes for the sheikh himself to check the knife, which Tes is bothered, and that's what he's addressing. Says Bav Bishir Shaking Gedol Shaking Gitana. What do you mean? The bigger knife, the small knife? So it says Mesharan L'chol Behem. You evaluate for each animal Besakin Sheyesh Ba Kamloi Tzaver V'Chutz Tzaver Kamloi Tzaver. So Gemara says later on the Flamen Aleph that the knife that needs for however long the knife, the neck is, and beyond the neck, the amount of a neck, how much it takes to go without coming back, that's the shear of how much it takes to check the knife. That much of the knife that's necessary to cut that amount. Next test master begins Gemara Vasur Bechila, and this if you didn't check the simanim afterwards, so we don't know. So it's forbidden to be eaten, but it's not tummy, and that's what's bothering Taiz. Why isn't tummy as nevela? If you have this suffix, because actually most times Sheikhat Shapi, the Rav actually tells us that it was slaughtered properly. But Shai Medirai said that biblically it's actually even permitted to even eat. And Lechmir Lasay says Nevela, therefore they weren't stringent to make a Nevela regarding for the halachas of Tumma. It's just going to be for the halach of eating. The next says Masa at the beginning of the word Zingmara, and that's because of the Chazakah. He says to him, "I'm not concerned that maybe where the hole is now, that there was a hole there before, which was problematic." And Tosfos says, "Even the bigger chiddush, even if there's many holes, not where the teeth are, it's logical that we could suspend that all of it was from the wolf. Just like we permit later on, where the hand of the butcher might have reached, and now we see." Some type of holes over there. So we don't say that maybe it was the before. We say that, maybe it's from him, even though we don't see that in there right now. Same thing over here. We presume that the holes are from the wolf, even in other places that it's not even in right now.